Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to the show that's for you and it's about you. Those who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working hard for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, right? You want that prosperity, that passive income today, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky, but right now. So you can live that life you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, so much more importantly than that, it's about creating a life of legacy, of meaning, of purpose, a life that blesses others. Because as a rippler, you're able to create a ripple effect through the lives of others as you become financially prosperous and free. And guys, that is the ripple effect I'm so grateful that I'm able to create through you. And thank you so much for tuning in, for binging, for sharing. These podcast numbers have tripled in just the last month. And guys, that's because of you. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement and allowing this ripple effect to continue to create more freedom and prosperity right now. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, where you check out the great blogs that are on there. And there's even a free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, if you're looking for ways to find more money. Also, you can go check out our show on iTunes. So you can go put a review on there. Give us a great review. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P, as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out.
So guys, hey, so today I want to talk about really this kind of like 2020, really almost a year-end review, right? We have had a crazy, amazingly awesome year. This is a year that I think will be in our memory books for a while. And I tell you, I don't think this is the end. Don't think that 2020, all of a sudden we roll over to January 1st, that everything's going to be resolved because like, oh good, 2020 is over. 2021 will be much better. Guys, it's going to be more of the same stuff. And there'll even be some more craziness too. Hey, there's going to be some good things and there's going to be some bad things, right? And I want to talk about how to have that real financial peace amidst this craziness that's going on. Because I know many of you with fear and with things going on, you freeze up. You end up not doing anything. I know so many people, even some of my investor friends, investors, that are freezing up and holding on to cash. They don't even know what to do with it. And I can understand that because there are a lot of moving parts here. We think that like election frauds and COVIDs and all that kind of stuff are what's really destroying this, and Black Lives Matter and everything else. We think that's what's being crazy right now. But the truth is, I know that there are things going on behind the scenes, that this is just little disruptions to keep our eyes off of what's really going on that's going to put our world in jeopardy. And I'm not talking about Armageddon necessarily, right? What I'm talking about is money, specifically the economies of the world, not just the US, but worldwide. Listen, when we're looking at what's coming up here in 2021 and beyond, right? We got to look at this as more than just the US economy. And I know several of you guys that are listening right now aren't in the US. And so you get this to some level. But whatever you think is going on in your country, it's much, much bigger than that. There's so much more. I mean, we've had currency wars going on for decades. And I mean, the whole, you know, shooting people up and terrorists and things like that, bombings, that stuff does still happen, but it's not the real enemy. A lot of times that's just the noise to distract us from what's really going on incognito. And when you talk about like currency wars and things that are going on, trying to devalue the US dollar, take us off the dollar, which may or may not be a bad idea, right? But still, there's things trying to disrupt our economy, which will affect the world economy too, because we are all interconnected. And there are certain countries that are like, you know, out there trying to take us off the dollar and get onto a different type of currency. And I'm not just talking about the yuan. Like, I'm not talking about like the, you know, the Chinese currencies and things like that. I think it's much, much bigger than that. But that being said, right, that being the, you know, part of what's going on here, or really kind of maybe what's going on behind the scenes, what does that mean for you? Because obviously when you have more fear, more scarcity, you tend to make bad decisions, right? We always talk about if you truly want to be an abundant person, you have to choose abundance in the face of scarcity. You got to choose faith over fear. You got to choose really abundance and prosperity over poverty and desperation, right? These are the kind of things that you have to control. And it requires a lot of mental fortitude to do this. It requires a lot of you checking yourself on a regular basis, really on a daily basis, constantly checking yourself to see what state of mind you're in. Because if you're in scarcity, scarcity drives away money. In fact, it costs you money. It creates more mistakes. When we do decision out of scarcity, we suffer. Even the best business owners in the world, if they can't get a handle on scarcity, have that emotional or mental intelligence, what happens is that they will lose everything. Scarcity drives everything that's good in our lives away. Abundance, focusing on that prosperity, that faith over fear, you know, focusing on the value of people over things, right? You know, focusing on that money is not just a byproduct of luck or exploiting other people and trying to step on other people to get ahead. It's not about that at all. It's actually about serving, adding value, and creating value for people in a way that solves problems. And ultimately, the money is just a byproduct. That is really what the focus is here. If you want to really stay safe, you know, financially safe from 2020 and beyond, right? It always comes back to the core principles of what creates money. And it's how you should show up solving problems for people, no matter what goes on in the world. In fact, the more problems that come up in the world, the more opportunity you have to prosper. That's the beauty of this. Now, I'm going to talk about some specific financial strategies that I think could help. Now, I'm not going to give investment advice, blanket investment advice to say this is what you should or should not do, right? This is not the format to do it in. And really, I'm not licensed to tell you anyways, and I don't know who you are, you know, that are listening right now. All of you have a variety of situations. But I want to come back to these principles that will lead to some strategies that can help, because there are some strategies that do work because they're not the risk that we're looking at doing. And really, we're looking to play defense, right? We want to play good offense, but we want to play defense too. And so a lot of these things are things that I brought up even at the beginning of COVID, if you remember, right? I talked about, you know, getting liquid, you know, we'll get lean, get liquid, and then get out, right? We talk about getting lean, like make sure you're constantly always going over your expenses, make sure you're refining that and understanding what's a good expense and what's not. You know, I'm amazed as I look back over the last several years, you know, Money Ripples is now 8 years old. And I look back over the last 8 years and watch the progress. And I even went into my calendar just to see the daily activity as I was doing. Guys, my business is drastically different. I can't tell you, even if we just went back 5-6 years ago, there were so many little distractions, so many little things. The bulk of my calendar was filled up with stuff that really didn't pay me. It didn't really give me a lot to work on, you know? I was doing networking events like crazy. I was speaking and whatever engagement I can get. A lot of it was live speaking. So, you know, and there might have been, you know, a handful of people there in that room. And maybe most of those people weren't even the right people for me anyways to talk to. I mean, there was all these things I was doing as a distraction. But, you know, when 2015 hit, you know, I went through a divorce. I started like really questioning my business and went into 2016. That's when everything changed. That's when, if you remember, I got out of the rat race the second time by the end of 2016. How? Because I started looking at what was essential. You know, see, I was already building up residual income and I focused on that more, but I was also looking at eliminating expenses that weren't worth it. And so when I started eliminating things like a lot of those events and even traveling here and there and everywhere, I started saying no to speaking engagements. I started doing more things online. I started focusing on the podcast more. And what's amazing is I made more money from 2016 on, like exponential growth, while working, I wouldn't say exponentially less, but significantly less, about one third of the hours I used to work. Now, guys, this principle here is all about efficiency, right? Being productive, not just busy. You know, I felt I had to prove something. There was that emotional scarcity that, hey, I got to prove that I'm working hard. I was doing this for my ex-wife to show her, look what I'm doing. Look what I'm creating for our family. But in truth, really, I end up losing it all anyways. You know, I didn't really create a whole lot from my business at that time. And, you know, my family suffered. You know, we definitely suffered from that during that period of time. And I didn't focus on the marriage. I was so much focused on the business. I didn't really look at the warning signs that happened for years prior. You know, that kind of stuff is the stuff that costs you the most, right? And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about your happiness and your time. So really looking at those things, like when you're looking at getting lean, it's what's the most efficient use of all of the resources you have, right? That leads number two. I said, get liquid. You know, it's like, how can we get our money out? You know, how can we get it liquid and open? Like now you might have savings stored up. Great. That's the first step. Knowing what to do with it is the next step, right? That's your phase two. But really getting liquid, not tying up your money in places where you're gambling it. I would definitely not go for speculative ventures right now. I would stay away from that. I would stay away from speculative businesses. I would stay away from things that really just could be just throwing your money away, right? Again, I'm not about not taking risks. As long as it's risk on yourself, risk on things that you can control and manipulate those returns and that return on your time and energy and money, right? That's great. I'm talking about in things that maybe you have no control over. Maybe you're trying to invest in someone else that's doing something out there and it may not be great. Maybe you're trying to speculate in the stock market. You know, is that really what you should be doing? You know, that's where it might be. You might be getting out of those kind of things. Maybe you're getting out of those traditional plans or those traditional investments, and maybe you're looking for another alternative, which is exactly what we talk about on the show all the time, right? But those are the kind of things I mean, like getting liquid, make sure you have enough emergency reserves. Guys, you need to have at least your 6 months of expenses. Don't even worry about investing until you've got at least 6 months there, right? Now, yes, you might do a little bit. You might say, Crisp, I heard that AHB commercial. So I decided I was going to put in like $100 or $1,000 or whatever. Okay, great. But as long as you've got other cash sitting on the side and you keep building that cash, that liquid cash is so important right now. This is why I'm getting a lot of people reaching out to me even about the life insurance aspect. I mean, they want to do the infinite banking and investing with it and stuff like that. But many people are coming saying, hey, I hate the fact that my money's sitting in my bank making nothing. And then with the teeny bit that they pay me, I get taxed on it. I mean, how ridiculous is that? I walk away with I'm giving them free money in the bank, which is true, right? With interest rates being driven down, you're going to get basically nothing. Now, granted, even life insurance dividends have been affected a little bit by this, but not to the degree of that. I mean, they're still paying between 5% and 6% tax-free versus 0.05% or whatever you're getting paid through your bank or credit union right now. You know, so a lot of times, a lot of ways we're getting liquid is we're actually focusing on storing money in there rather than investing with the life insurance right away, using that as part of a way to diversify your savings. Diversify that so that you have money still available. You can get to it in a week or half or so, but you still got money in the bank. You still got money, maybe an online savings account that can be transferred quickly, money you can access quickly. So maybe you keep a quarter to a third of your reserves there while you keep about 2/3 or so in the life insurance. You know, there's different ways to play it out. Whatever it is, you need to stay liquid. And then maybe make sure to get your money out. You know, I talked about before that banks will start tightening up on their lending. They already have. It's already ridiculous trying to get a cash out refinance right now. Many cases, we're even looking at doing home equity lines of credit because they're so dirt cheap right now. And the payments are so low, you can get a great return on your investment. Like the show we talked about last time about using debt. Great time. The CARES Act. Guys, the CARES Act right now, if you've been affected, either one, you had COVID and you had to take off work for a couple of weeks, or you or your immediate family were infected, right? Which our family actually had. You know, we actually had exposure to it before. Or, you know, you've had some sort of interruption in your business or your job where somehow COVID affected it, right? So it might have been that they shut the doors down for your business or for your job for a little while and maybe weren't getting paid, you know, exactly. Or maybe like bonuses got cut because they're afraid of what's going on. If you've been affected financially or physically by COVID, through the CARES Act, you can access up to $100,000 of your qualified money, like your IRA, 401k type money. Now, if it's in a current 401k, you probably can't get to it. It's not likely that you can get it out, although you can always ask. But if you got IRA money, you can avoid that 10% early withdrawal penalty up to $100,000. And the cool thing is too, even the taxes that you would pay, because you do of course have to pay your income taxes when you pull that money out, guess what? They divide that up over 3 years. So they split it up so that your tax burden isn't so big. guys, this could be a great opportunity to get that money out and in your possession. Again, I'm not recommending you cash your money out of the stock markets and things like that. I'm just telling you that you only have till the end of December to make that decision. After that, I mean, unless they change the laws, it's off the table. There's no more CARES Relief Act where you can actually pull that money out without the 10% penalty. So that could change, but guys, don't bank on the government bailing you out because you never know what's going to happen or if they'll even be doing things in a timely manner, especially with all the crap going on right now. So anyways, that's why I talk about getting that money out. Now, these are ways to help defend yourself. Now, there's some other things you can do too, you know, with storing, right? Now I talk about with emergency savings. I'm going to come back to this, but a different angle of your savings. There's some inflation hedges I want to talk about here. Now, again, I'm not giving investment advice, right? But here's things that my wife and I have been doing. One, we've been buying gold and silver. You know, we have actually been buying and starting to store up gold and silver, especially as there's price drops occasionally. Even from August, gold and silver has dropped and it's kind of hit a little bit of a low and it's kind of coming up and down a little bit right now. So I'm not saying now is the time to buy. I'm not, because I can't time the market. But we've actually started to buy a little bit more. So of our reserves, so my wife, Adise, she was on the show before, we said, hey, 2021, we want to have $180,000 in cash reserves, right? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of opportunity cost too. But that's what she really wanted. She's like, I want enough that even though we've got passive streams of income coming in to pay for everything, if all those things got cut off, I want to be able to know we make it through 2021, no problem, right? If all income streams go to zero. And I said, okay, that's pretty unlikely. That might be overboard, but you know, let's do it. Now we are keeping about 60,000 of that money between bank and online savings and things like that. We got about 120,000 or so in our life insurance. That's being earmarked for that. Now we also have on the side, gold and silver. This is not used to be an investment. Although I know you could, but that's not the purpose. Again, when we do investments, we like cash flow, right? That's our big focus. So when we're doing this, we're buying up gold and silver, we get about $10,000 worth of that. So it's almost like about a, you know, 5% or so of that money, that of that 180,000 is in gold and silver to act as an insurance policy in case the dollar just keeps going down in value, which we kind of expect it will. I know some of you guys have been doing Bitcoin. That's a possibility, but just know this, is that Bitcoin is still a little bit in its infancy. And if you're trying to use that as a reserve, right? I would see that as more of a speculative type of in play, a growth play for you, not a cash reserve place. Even though you could argue that, I know you can, for those of you that are sold on it, and I'm not poo-pooing on Bitcoin, because I think in some ways there are some redeeming qualities or some cool things about Bitcoin too that you can't ignore. But again, because it's so volatile right now, because there is institutional money and it doesn't take much institutional money to drive up a price or selling from institutions that drive down the price. If you can gain or lose 20% or more in a day, it's not an investment. It's just a speculative venture at this point, right? It's still getting to that stabilization period. It's not there yet. So anyways, I'm not saying that's a good place to keep stable money, right? But yeah, you could be good, some good growth money if you want. Now, that being said, you know, a cash flow is ultimately gonna be the key, is looking for ways to keep generating passive streams of income, because we don't know what's going to happen with your work, your job, your business, or whatever it might be. Income can be compromised, and especially in a crazy economy, especially where, you know, politicians are doing a crazy job trying to, you know, shut the country down for something that my family's experienced, I've had neighbors experience, other family members experience, and it's seriously at the worst case of people I know, it was like a really, really bad flu. Sometimes they even got hospitalized. But it wasn't life or death, right? It was just more like a very uncomfortable situation. Again, I'm not poo-pooing on anybody who's had losses with COVID or anything like that, because I know it's going to happen, just like it happens with pneumonia and with flus and everything else. I get that. But what's being done to our economy right now is become more dangerous for the masses, for the bulk majority of us. You need multiple streams of passive income. What are places you can do that right now? Now, again, I'm not giving investment advice, right? But you want stable, predictable cash flow. That's what's really important. Now, you can find different investors out there doing different things. We've had so many people on this podcast. And by the way, just because they're on this podcast does not mean I recommend them, okay? that's a huge thing. I might say they're the real deal in the sense that they've done stuff. They're not actually just talking about stuff, but never done anything. But guys, it does not mean you go and invest with every person that pops on this podcast, because the truth is they might have just an interesting story and I want them on to give a perspective, but I may not ever recommend you invest with them. Okay. So that's the first thing. But there are plenty of people doing syndications out there, some for accredited investors, some for non-accredited investors. There's people doing things with turnkey real estate. Now, if you're to do anything, in my opinion, right, the safest way to go is to buy real estate, but doing it in a way that either one, you know what you're doing, or two, you're investing with people that know what they're doing. So if you're buying your own properties, which I like to do, right? I like to buy turnkey properties where I don't property manage them. There's a property manager already in place. And then we can, of course, you know, keep making money from that. And there's various turnkey providers. Like I just sent a list of about 6 different people to my clients saying, here's different turnkey providers in different parts of the country. Some have multiple markets. Some are only in one market, but here are some options. And it's a little tough right now. It's a little bit low on inventory, but there are still some great deals out there. And the cash flow is what's important. I don't care if the property appreciates. That's awesome when it does. And it usually does. But I learned from the last recession to protect myself. I can't bank on appreciation. I can't bank on whether or not I can fix and flip a property. Although you might be able to do a great job with that if you've done it for a while. But I have learned that safety comes from having regular, predictable income coming in that I don't have to work my tail off for. And that's why I love things like real estate. And not to mention, not only can you make that income, but it's ultimately, especially with depreciation and everything else, it's virtually almost tax-free. And you've got the ability to keep growing that money too. In very few places you can get where you get good returns and the equity can keep growing too at the same time. That's pretty rare to do. So anyways, those are the kind of places we're looking at. I mean, there's other things you can do. There's franchises. We had Kim Daly on before. You could buy a franchise. You know, but you, again, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not covering your bases, you know, that could be a risky venture for you. But it could be the biggest opportunity for you right now too, depending on what you want to get into and what you're wanting to do. So guys, I'm just here to tell you, opportunity is everywhere and it's ever present. There's never a shortage of opportunities right now. The trick is, can you keep yourself in a mental state of mind where you're at peace, where you can think straight and be able to say, is this the right opportunity? Because when you're in scarcity, you'll do a few things. Either one, you freeze and do nothing, or two, you start making rash decisions that sacrifices and makes it worse for you. You need to be calm during this time. Best way to be calm is first and foremost, play defense. Make sure you have your reserves in place. Make sure you're tracking your money, and especially that you're really looking at how you're spending your time and your money, being careful with that. Make sure you're liquid, that you have money available to use just in case. And by the way, not storing it all in the bank, because I think that banks are somewhat risky. Plus there's an opportunity cost when inflation is going up and interest rates are not. There's better places to store your money, like we've talked about. And then of course, the biggest thing is when you're looking at investments and opportunities, you're focusing on things that are stable. As I like to say, boring is sexy, right? Now the investments that you might just do over and over, and they seem like clockwork. You can almost do it, you know, with your eyes closed, but you go through it anyways because you know that it's going to produce returns. Yes, there could be some speculative plays that can make you big numbers. Awesome. And there could be a time and a place for that. And there might even be a time and place for a little bit of your money to do that. But ultimately, it comes down to how do I increase my cash flow, increase my liquidity, the money that's available, and how do I decrease my output, my expenses, and my time to really being the healthiest and safest and faith-filled place possible. And most importantly, if you're going to protect everything, protect your mind. Protect this. Doesn't matter how much you protect your money if you don't protect this. Do the things that you do. Turn off the news. Turn off all the stuff that's trying to scare you right now. Turn that off. Focus on what's really around you. And look at the abundance around, because the opportunity and the abundance is everywhere. Focus on that. Focus on those that actually have abundant voices. Stay away from the scarcity fear mongers. They will just lead you down a path that will lead you to nothing productive and nothing profitable. Stay in the place, stay in that lane of abundance. Guys, that is my advice for you, not just for now, not just for 2021. but really forever, right? That's my advice. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.